What it came down to me was all the phone calls and all the emails I've been receiving and messages saying enough is enough. Our taxes are high enough. One more tax increase and it's going to hurt my family, and it's a struggle, and I realize that. And that's the voices I heard was the family of four struggling on a low income and now going to raise their taxes 32% is going to be tough. And those voices are the ones I heard, and those are the ones who I went with, were those who said enough is enough, don't raise my taxes anymore.
You indicated when I was talking to you off the air, you know, some people, in terms of logistically where they're located, it's easy for them to say, well, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to move, you know, across the river. And basically, it's easy for some people to do that because basically they're going from the Illinois Quad Cities to the Iowa Quad Cities. They don't have to change occupation. They don't have to change jobs. You know, others that aren't next to a border, not next to a 10-minute commute to work, they're not so fortunate.
Exactly, and the same with a lot of our businesses. We've got General Grind right there in Aledo. Mark can't pick up and move General Grind across the river. We're farmers. We have farm ground. We have farming ground that my great-grandfather settled. You know, it's difficult for us to pick up and move our farm. You know, we just can't do that. So, you know, it's the businesses that their roots are deep within their community are not going to leave, and we need to value their rights also and to protect them. You know, not only did our income tax go up 32%, but also the corporate rate went up to 7%. And it's going to be difficult. And my biggest problem with this whole budget we put together doesn't pay down any of our debt. Those doctors who have been providing care for our state employees, the schools that have been paying and paying and paying and not receiving reimbursement,